So maybe you could talk about the plate first. What types of occasions would they use the plate for? Is that what they ate off every day?
So in our collection, we have a number of pieces that are either representing the White House or are from the White House, used in the White House, or even pieces of the White House. So this right here is actually a plate from the White House mess. They contacted us in 2009 to see if we'd be interested in it. So this was the set that was made in 83, and this was the more sort of everyday china. So you can see it's blue with the presidential seal on it, but it's very similar to the state china, which was done with the red border that Mrs. Reagan had created. But this is a little bit more of an informal set. And so the White House mess called us and said, "Are you interested?" And they gave us pretty much the entire set that they had.
And how many pieces are in that set? Do you, if you know?
There's a couple hundred.
Okay.
It's three boxes worth. So we have plates, we have saucers, cups, coffee cups, all of that.
Awesome. And you also brought out the phone.
I did. This is a phone that was used in the White House, but you can see that it's actually a non-secure telephone. So this is going to be used primarily by White House staffers to call each other, but obviously you can't have any classified material, classified conversations. It's not a secure line, but those were on a separate system at the White House. But actually, up until the Clinton administration, the telephone system was still run on an old-fashioned switchboard. And so you would talk to a White House operator, and she could plug you into whichever room it is that you wanted to talk.
Thank you. And could you speak about the, is this a Fabergé egg?
It is a Fabergé style egg.
Okay.
And so it's called the White House egg. And it's a blue enamel with gold and silver stars, one star, the 13 stars. It's got the red and white stripes for the stripes on the flag. But when you open it inside, you see a gold yolk. But then when you open that, there's actually a miniature version of the White House inside.
Wow.
And this was
Very
actually
cool.
on display in the White House. It was presented to President Reagan in 1987 when the owner of the company that created this met with him in the Oval Office. He presented it to President Reagan, and then it was on display in the White House for the last year of the administration.
Oh, interesting. And I'm guessing the tissue cozy is another gift that was presented to the president.
It is. This is one of our general public gifts, so people could just mail something to the White House if they were interested, if they felt the need to give something to President Reagan. This is actually from a man in Michigan, and it is a tissue cozy in the shape of the White House. It is plastic canvas and actually has Christmas lights in it, so it lights up. The porch lights do.
Wow.
And this is an example of something where people, they send it off to President Reagan, because he was such a beloved president. But then 20, 30 years later, they might wonder, whatever happened to my gift? And so people will contact the library and they'll ask, do you know what happened to this? Do you still have it? Is it on display? Is it in the archives? And so the gentleman who made this and his family actually come up to the library last year to take a look at it.
Oh,
So if people give us notice that they're coming and they tell us that they gave something and their grandfather gave something, whatever, we'll pull it for them.
awesome. Well, thank you so much, Jennifer. Okay.
And then there's also the piece of the White House floor.
Yes.
And so that is a small piece of wood that is actually from the original White House, which was finished in the 1800. So there was a reconstruction, a renovation that was done in 1950. And so that is a piece of wood from one of the original beams. It was taken out. There's a image of the White House, which was burned on, and then was presented to the President and Mrs. Reagan as a gift.
Wow.